5 minutes after the hour, the Mac Addict Hour. I'm John Adams.
I'm Cheryl England.
Hey, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning,
oh,
John.
We can't say that, though.
Why not?
Because what if someone's listening in Australia? Is it morning there right now?
No, actually, I think in Australia it's about 5 p.m.
So, good afternoon.
Good evening, morning.
Good morning.
Whatever.
Good night. Wherever you are, whenever you are, we're here. And it's bagel day, so we're happy about that.
And we're very happy. But, John, I do have to tell you something.
Yeah?
When you have a headache, that music is really annoying.
Do you have a headache?
I have a headache.
Are you hungover?
No, I'm not hungover.
You're hungover,
no,
are
I'm
you?
I'm not hungover. I don't drink on school night.
You just have a headache.
I just have a headache.
Okay. Well, do you need your headphones turned down a little bit?
Way down.
Way down.
Not that far down.
The sounds of silence. It's the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio, and what we've got going on today is actually Cheryl and I are going to go through the November issue of Mac Addict for you so that, you know, if there may be something that you haven't quite caught yet, we'll hopefully bring that to your attention. Fabulously beautiful magazine this morning.
Is that a wonderful cover or what?
You know what I like about this cover?
What, John?
It feels good.
You spend a lot of time rubbing our covers, do you, John?
No, but it does. It feels good. It's not, there's something, it's this cover and Next Gen.
Yeah, good paper, actually. But
is
yeah.
that what it is?
Yes, good paper. It's
you,
really nice
you
paper.
You make fun of me, but there's something different.
Well, you know, people smell the magazine, they rub it, and, you know, people have this very personal relationship with the magazine, and I'm not sure I want to go there too far.
Yeah. Not too far. Lame rumors will be coming up near the bottom of the hour.
It will. It will indeed. And boy, have we got some really lame rumors.
Really lame rumors?
Week.
Okay. And Tech Talk this week, Mark Simmons.
Mark Simmons
and
Kathy
Toffel will be in to talk tech for you. And remember, if you want to like submit Tech Talk questions, how do they get those in?
They send them to techtalk@macaddict.com.
And maybe you will be chosen.
Maybe.
Someday.
Maybe.
Kind of like the little, what was the little guy in Toy Story? Did you see Toy
yeah,
Story?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And they're in, what was that, Mark?
UFO catcher guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all, ooh, you have been
chosen.
That would be a great sound effect to get. That would be a great sound effect. And Nikki will be back because she's...
Because you can't get rid of her?
She's airtime hungry. You know, soon it'll be the Mac Addict Hour with Nikki, and then it'll be Nikki's Mac Addict Hour. Rob Capps is going to be doing a product review preview.
He is, and I have no idea what the product is. It's something cool, I'm sure, because Rob has pretty good taste.
Now, Wade is going to be doing, like, are we doing Wade's...
Well,
session?
We were going to do that, but, you know, we changed our minds on that because, you know, while Wade is great at walking around the office and ranting just around the office, he's not so good at ranting when you put a microphone in front of his mouth and say, okay, Wade, rant.
Right.
He can't do it.
Right.
So we're going to start doing
it's that performance anxiety thing.
I think so. So we're going to start doing
his
a point counterpoint. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll have to ask her about that next time she comes in.
Oh.
Anyway, it's a point counterpoint thing now. So
Wade and...
Who's doing... Oh, Rob's doing point.
And Rob. Okay.
So Rob's going to make some point, and Wade is going to be his usual belligerent self and counter it, whether he believes in it or not. He's just going to be there to argue.
You know you're smiling an awful lot for having a headache and being grumpy.
Oh, well, I can stop that if you'd
like. No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
You should see me when I don't have a headache.
It's the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll dive right into the Mac Addict Magazine. I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl England.
We'll be right back.
Hey, John, what's the secret to your success?
Simple. In today's world, opportunity doesn't knock. It rings. Hello, Betty?
I got the deal?
Fantastic. See you later.
Wow, you're not kidding.
Oh, no.
But if you leave your phone on all the time, won't the batteries wear down?
Not with Duracell Extended Rechargeable Batteries. You see, Duracell gives me up to 50% more talk time than your ordinary nickel-cadmium batteries.
Hmm.
And they're made especially for wireless phones. Plus, there's no memory effect, so I can top off the charge anytime.
So you can leave your phone on all day...
And recharge at night.
Hmm.
That's why I never miss a call.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm
going
to go get a Duracell rechargeable battery. Call you later.
No, I'll call you.
And now, Cellular One is featuring Duracell cellular batteries at their many Bay Area retail locations. Stop by Cellular One during the month of October and register for a chance to win $500 when you leave your cellular phone on standby. For details, visit any participating Cellular One store or call 1-800-CELL-1. Cellular One, the PCS that works, now works longer.
Welcome back to the Mac Addict Hour. I'm Cheryl England.
And I'm John Adams, 10 minutes past. And it's time to talk about this magazine, huh?
Yeah, we are. I'm going to tell you all the inside secrets on The Secret magazine.
Cheryl, Cheryl.
What?
It's a better machine.
And it's a better magazine.
Mac Addict.
Okay.
And let's just remind listeners and readers that this is the magazine of the year.
It is indeed, yeah. From the Computer Press Association.
Yeah. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you don't have an ego about it, do you?
Oh, no. No. We don't say that every chance we get or anything.
This is the magazine of the year?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not in my email signature that it's the magazine of the year.
No.
It wouldn't be in there. No.
And what is your email?
My email. My personal email?
Who want to email you about your fabulous gams?
My personal email is letters@macaddict.com.
Okay.
Or that's as close as I get.
That's as close as
I get to revealing my personal email.
You've got to get through the screener before you can actually talk to Cheryl directly.
It's information overload out there.
The first thing I notice about this is these little tab thingies, so that when you're thumbing through it, you see how-to, reviews, secrets.
Oh, we've always had those. But they're there to help you find things. I'm sorry.
I'm really proud that you've always had them.
You know, this was a kind of a tough issue to put together because we had this story in the middle of it on which system to buy. Well, that was really hard because clones kept going away and coming back, and we had some real tough times with this one. So we finally just laid it out and then stuck the text in at the last minute. It was very difficult.
And this is actually an article you can find using those little cute tab thingies.
It's true.
It's the black system.
Yeah, it's a black system tag.
Yeah. How did it affect the whole power computing thing and the licensing agreements?
Well, I don't really want to get back to that because we've covered that so much, John. I'm really sick of talking about it.
The headache is rearing its ugly
head. All right, now I'm getting grumpy. You want me to talk about clones.
Why should I read this article?
You should read it. It's still very, very accurate and very much up to date because you can still get the power computing machines. There's a lot of them floating around out there, and you might be able to get some great fire sale prices for them.
And you'll still be able to, like with that board we talked about last week, you'd still be able to upgrade eventually with third-party boards.
They still use PCI slot standard components, so that's not a problem at all. Nikki's got a great article in here on Mac Hidden Secrets Revealed, and this is very cool, actually, because this is the first time.
Is this under the tab that says?
Secrets.
Secrets.
There you go, John. So this is actually very cool, because it's the first time that Apple's let anybody into their quality assurance lab, much less let them take photos. So we've got all these neat things like, Nikki can talk a little bit more about this, but we've got all these neat things like these little machines that just sit there and constantly press keys on the Mac or click the mouse and on and on. Although the guys, I must say, the quality assurance lab got a little mad at Nikki when she asked them about why they didn't do double clicks instead of single clicks. And they were a little upset that somebody like caught something that they didn't do.
Boy, she's one tough investigative reporter, isn't she?
She really is.
From Mac Addict to 2020, as Barbara Walters would say.
Hello, welcome to 2020.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a great little thing in here on how Steve Jobs' reality distortion field works.
Wait.
Mark did that
this?
One. Oh, that's in the yellow tabs that say Get Info.
Get Info. I was looking for Steve Jobs for some silly reason.
Yeah, we actually spent quite a large amount of time on this whole scientific theory here of how it works.
Of how he gets things done.
No, yeah. Well, no. How he, like, basically... You know, warps. If you get too close to him, he warps your personal reality distortion field until you start fitting in with his.
Or else you die.
No, you have to believe what he says.
Is he do you guys keep track of where he's going and what's happening with the whole, you know, whether he's there, whether he's at Pixar and which company he really loves and
I mean, right now most of his attention is obviously devoted toward Apple because that's the thing that can make him a big, big, huge name in history if he saves the company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's certainly devoting a lot of time to that company right now.
And yet, maybe a year ago, he would have said Pixar was his number one interest.
Oh, yeah. He's been saying that. But, you know, since he's been back in at Apple, and Apple's kind of been edging up in his reality as the number one interest.
So let's look at the staying in the Git Info section. What's this Mac Attic Lab special report?
That's the distribution field.
Duh. Well, and what's the thing on the first page I was looking at here? Steve's in charge, keeping score. What's this thing?
This is a little bit about what Steve has done since he's been in office.
Mm-hmm.
And
It should be called Talk, Talk, and Double Talk.
Double Talk, you're right. Then he's got his little things to do list, which we actually had a lot of fun with, because, you know, it's kind of like, well, Gil out, check, that's done. Ellen Hancock out, check, that's done.
Board out,
yep,
check that's
done.
Me in, Larry in. Larry Ellison.
You know, cut benefits, check.
Yeah.
So all that's
been done. This is great.
And we have this, here's a little inside joke for you on page 34 in the Get Info section. There's this wonderful little headline up here there called Four More Handy Thingies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had this one headline one time. We were reviewing four little thingies, and we couldn't think of what we should call that review. So the best we could ever come up with was Four Handy Thingies.
What are thingies?
They're four handy thingies.
Ah.
They're things. They're small things.
Software things.
But we couldn't come up with a better name for it. We tried, and nobody was able to agree on anything. So we ran Four Handy Thingies, and it kind of became the staff jokes. And we couldn't think of a title for this one. We decided, four more handy thingies.
There you go.
But I don't think it's a little subtle. I don't think anybody's really picked up on that yet.
Is it going to stay?
Oh, yeah.
Jokes
around here tend to come back and back and back. There were a few issues there for a while where we were trying to see where we could hide Gil Emilio's picture. So we were trying to see how many consecutive issues. Because we had this one poor little beat-up photo that Apple PR had given us, black and white, really ugly photo. And we were trying to run it in every issue and see where we could hide it and how many issues in a row we could do that for. So that was in some of the early issues. So there are lots of little subtle things hidden around in here like that.
Did anybody notice?
I don't think anybody noticed, but now that I'm telling them, I guarantee you people are going to go back and try and find it.
I'm noticing on page 35, the Mac Addict Index,
mm-hmm.
and it talks about Bill Gates right here at the top. Did you hear that story about his property tax?
No.
Okay. So he's finished with his house, right? And the assessor comes out to value the house so that they can bill him for his annual property tax.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what his property tax is going to be? Every year, pull out a checkbook and write a check.
A couple million.
For $600,000 a year in property tax.
That's disgusting.
The estate, the house, the compound, the prison, the whatever, the castle.
The prison, that's where he keeps all the Mag people. hide them in the basement. You know, tortures them. It's pretty bad.
Valued at $53 million.
Incredible. People shouldn't have that much money, John. They shouldn't have that much money. You know, you should hit some level. You got $10 million, that's it. We're cutting you off. You don't get to make any more money. You have to retire.
Who's that guy who said the first 20 is the hardest? First 20 million. There's a book.
Well, my father.
Poe Bronson.
our book expert is in studio.
Knows this stuff.
Did you interview him?
Yep.
Nice guy?
Absolutely.
And how much is he worth?
Not 20 million.
Oh, really? More or less?
Less.
Less.
He made a lot of money on Wall Street.
And he doesn't have it anymore.
Bummer.
So anyway, what about little, you know, it's, what about these little things,
thingies?
Little thingies. No. Like this one down here, sorting through the crap. It goes through.
Yeah, we're real good on the headlines there.
Are you good at sorting through the crap? Are there little secret, what are the little secret areas of the magazine that you like that maybe you think people don't really, they skim through and don't see? And
you'd be amazed what people see, actually, John. If we make a little typo, we get letters from people saying, I caught something, do I win a prize? And it's like, no, you don't win a prize for catching a typo, I'm sorry. Help me out here, but don't send me letters about little typos. But it's hilarious. We get tons of those.
And I expect a T-shirt from it.
No, actually, they expect a Power Max.
Oh, because we just give those away.
Exactly.
But are there, like, in the review section or in the how-to section in the back, things that...
What I actually like and what I always find most fun about the magazine, and it's always, I think, the most fun to do, is when you're reading it and you're reading an article, and it's a pretty serious article, and all of a sudden you hit some little zinger that you didn't expect, and you kind of go, well, ha, ha, ha. I mean, because, you know, you just don't expect it, and those things are the best.
So that's part of the editorial kind of atmosphere that you have to nurture, too.
Oh, yeah.
You got to make it safe for your editors to write that type of material.
Yeah, I've worked at so many magazines before where, you know, the first thing to go if you're trying to say words or whatever is the joke or the, you know, any bit of humor, you know, all that stuff's got to go. And, you know, frankly, there are better ways to save space. I mean, you can just track things in tighter and save a couple of lines there and keep the jokes. But yeah, that's a very important part of Mac Addict and what makes us very different.
Has it always been there for you to support that for them?
Oh yeah.
And was that a new, I mean, do you have people who come in to write for you who are kind of taken aback by that?
No,
or
actually,
it's okay?
Actually, a lot, most of the writers that we started out with a bunch of writers that I'd worked with in the past who I knew actually had a really good sense of humor, and so all I had to say to them was, look, it's fine to be funny, make jokes, and they kind of went, oh, we can do that? And I was like, yeah, have fun with it, you know, write like you're writing to your friend or something. It also helped, you know, I have a fairly juvenile sense of humor myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you know, it's like fart jokes, great, no problem. So, you know, I think that helps loosen people up, too, when they know that I'm not going to be offended by just about anything they write.
There's so many places I could go right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just waiting, John. I'm waiting. Yeah, come on. I'm a good straight man here.
I don't have to. I don't have to. let's talk. We've got just about a few minutes here, and then we're going to get lame rumors.
Very lame rumors. You keep forgetting the very.
Let's talk about the disc, because that's an important part of the magazine.
It's a big part of the magazine.
And what's on the disc?
We have this huge monster killer database of Easter eggs and sub-Easter eggs and stories about Easter eggs and tons of that stuff. We also have a bunch of shareware and demos. We've got Civilization 2 on this disc. This is something that Wade lovingly puts together every month, although I tell you that doing the staff videos just drives him nuts because we're an uncooperative lot of people.
Although self-entertained.
Self-entertained. We've got people. I'm a little distracted right now. I've got people in the background, like, over here giggling and laughing, and I'm sure it's something I'm doing.
The Chipmunk Gallery. The girls are tickling each other in the back, passing notes.
They are. It's just like high school. All of Mac Addict is just like high school.
What, do people pay as much attention to the disc as you'd like, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well utilized?
Oh, very well utilized. People install just about everything on there. They let us know if something doesn't work. They let us know what they want on the next disc. They look through every nook and cranny of the disc. In fact, you know, we've been blamed for, like, you know, breaking up marriages and families and stuff because they were spending too much time with the disc. I'm sure they're just kidding, though.
I'm sure. It's Mac Addict, and remember, don't worry. You can trust me.
You can.
Who is that little guy?
Well, that's Max.
And what's...
Who else would he be? Max. Come on, get it.
Okay.
M-A-X?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And what's his story?
Oh, his story. Adam Vanderhoof drew him, and we wanted a little mascot, some little snippy guy who could, like, show up every so often. And Adam just is wonderful. And, you know, I mean, as he says, you know, he gets paid for drawing stick figures. I mean, this is what he does with his life. and once you think about it that way, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, that's true. But we went through a lot of different drawings and different types of mascots. And this was the one that just kind of stuck. We all thought he was kind of cute and kind of appropriate. You'll probably see him. We've got some animations of him up on the website. And you'll probably see him start showing up on the disc more in animated form. And he may even get a voice someday. Somebody suggested that we give him hair, and we tried that, and it didn't work. So then somebody else wrote in and said we should dress him because it was a little obscene to have a nude guy on the front of our magazine.
No, that's a white miniskirt dress, sundress.
No. Max is a boy. And
he's not a cross-dresser.
No. Max is not a cross-dresser. Okay, this much I know about Max.
Is that your beautiful blue eye there on the cover?
No, it's not. I don't have beautiful. I have green eyes. No, this is that eye is our art director's girlfriend's eye.
Fabulous eye.
Yeah.
It's Mac Addict, the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio. 25 past. We'll be back with very,
very, very lame rumors.
Lame rumors with Nikki.
I'm going back to a place I was yesterday. Met a dark eyed guy. His name is Jay. I'm going back, back to original Coors. Only last night the light hit him right. And original Coors in the yellow can. The last real beer. I'm fishing for a beer a couple hours away. Sure hope that man wants me to stay and play. Going back, back to original Coors. Give me the case, beat out the rest. I went to the top, it's American Fest. From Coors Brewing Company, don't you know? Out there in Golden, Colorado.
Awarded American Premium Lager Gold Medal, 96th Great American Beer Festival. Taste the one that won for taste.
Brought to you by Original Coors in the yellow can. Taste the one that won for taste.
I'm getting pretty hot up here. Could one of you guys cool me down with an Original Coors?
Minutes past the hour, the Mac Addict Hour. John Adams and
Cheryl England
with Nikki
Eckler. Morning.
And very, 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 very.
I think you're putting way too many berries in there because, yes, they're lame.
Extremely.
Very, 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 very rad rumors.
And you also come up with these rumors on your own. Try that.
What happened this week, Nikki?
Not a whole hell of a lot, John.
Damn.
It's been a pretty quiet week at Apple. Which means Steve Jobs is up to something. What that is, we don't know. But one
we have any rumors about it?
One rumor was that they're thinking of calling Rhapsody macOS Unity. And Mark had a good idea about the future of that. What was it? Mark, here, share the mic.
The theory is that for every version of the yellow box, this is Mark Simmons, by the way.
Hi, Mark.
Thank you.
Hi,
for
Mark.
Every version of the yellow box could have a different code name. It would all tie together somehow. So we'd have, you know, sort of Rhapsody, the pure operating system, would be, would be Liberty. And then you'd have Rhapsody on the yellow box for Mac OS would be Equality. And then the yellow box for Windows would be Fraternity. Put them all together and you have something wonderful.
that's just a rumor.
Why? Why do you have all these wild different names anyway? Rhapsody and...
Because they're fun.
Oh, I forgot.
John,
the fun of life.
It's fun. Come on. Get with the program.
This grump over there.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun.
Okay.
Something that not so fun is going on at Apple, I heard. From a source deep inside of corporate. Corporate... He's a con. Well, I'm not going to give away the source.
Yeah, Nikki.
Anyway, he does a lot with the numbers and the facts and figures, and he knows exactly how much money Apple's losing and where. And he said for a while, when Steve Jobs was on his firing kick, the money that they would save from the firing of the person from that salary would go towards hiring more guards to escort more people out of the building when they got fired. That's how bad things were. They didn't have enough guard to escort out all the
I hate it when that happens.
How many times did that happen to you, John?
Oh, man.
You know what? They were probably even just rehiring ex-Apple employees to be guards. There you go. No wonder that company has problems.
I thought you were going to tell us it was going into his pocket. But how much is he making, do you know? Do you know what his salary is over there?
Yeah. No, I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
Lots. I don't know if he's getting paid? How much?
Oh, of course he's getting paid. Don't be naive. Of course the man's getting paid.
He's making
big bucks.
Bank.
Really?
Big bucks.
Well, I'm sure it is, but I mean, there's no like set salaries how much he's getting paid.
No, but he's
making
money.
Contractor?
He's. He's a temp. He's a Kelly girl.
A high-priced temp.
Yeah.
Somebody's making a huge spiff commission on that
placement.
Woohoo! I play Steve Jobs.
I wonder if you had to take that typing test and that, that
probably
computer
so.
Test they give everyone.
Probably so.
Coming up on the bottom of the hour, AP Network News. When we come back, Tech Talk with Mark Simmons and Kathy Toffel. Nikki will be back near the top of the hour with some more letters. I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl England.
It's the Mac Addict Hour right here on Imagine Radio. Thirty-two minutes after the hour, it's the Mac Addict Hour, and Wade and Nikki are doing the what was that called? That was called the Cabbage Patch.
What?
The Cabbage Patch.
There's a name for that?
Yes.
Oh,
it's the
God.
Cabbage Patch. You're doing the Cabbage Patch. And I
poorly.
Think
the,
number
poorly.
Two needs to go down. There we go. Yeah, poorly. But that's okay. How's your headache?
It's still here.
John Adams here.
Cheryl England here.
It's the Mac Addict Hour, and it's time for Tech Talk. Mark Simmons and Kathy Toffel bringing us our Tech Talk this week. And if you'd like to be involved, go ahead and send in your questions to techtalk@macaddict.com, and we'll read them on the air. Although Mac Addict doesn't give any prizes away, because they don't have to. Just got to have fun every
mean.
Now and then.
That was mean.
That was mean. I know. I'm sorry. Actually, and also if you include a phone number and want to be on the air with us here, include a phone number, and maybe what we'll do is get a hold of you and you can be on the air here at the Mac Addict Hour on Imagine Radio. So, Mark, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How are you?
I'm awake.
You're awake?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. Mark, are you awake?
Yes, but I'm paralyzed by stage fright.
Oh, you are?
I wanted to share that with everyone.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just hanging out.
I am caffeinated.
That's always a good thing. It actually doesn't improve stage fright. It makes it worse.
I know.
Yeah, but oh well. Come on in close. We'll just hang out here. Go over some letters, and we'll make this as painless as possible. And if you need any extra nitrous oxide, let Kevin know, and he'll administer it well.
Okay, so...
Who's that?
Mark, I think you might have some games questions for me.
I do, in fact, have a stack of games questions for you. I've been saving these for months. Just... awaiting this hour. Okay, so most of these have to do with Quake.
Quake.
Well, actually,
ooh,
no,
I'm quaking.
Okay, but you're the game's goddess, Mechanic. So, and it reads as follows. This is from Dylan Nash, Nutty Mac Addict, who says, "Hey, I love your magazine because it's rather funky." And then so continues on. Eventually gets to his question. In your Quake review, you state that with the Power 3D card, you can run Quake at over 30 frames per second. Well, I have a Power Center 180 with 48 megs, and I'm only getting 22.8 frames per second, according to Time Demo 1 results. Is this typical for my computer? I don't think so. Because I read on the Mac.games.action news group about a guy who got 27 on a Power Center 120. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
so now, the thing you have to realize about our Quake review was that it was written by our former reviews editor, who didn't take editing very well. We asked him to test out Quake on a slower processor. And he wouldn't.
Oh,
so that's why he's the former reviews editor.
I'm speechless.
This is funny.
Yes.
Okay.
So you've got the right frames per second on your computer, and that's absolutely fabulous for such a slow machine. You should really upgrade.
Oh, tell me. Like it.
Okay, so Mark, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
And this comes from Skippy.
Skippy.
Okay. Skippy says, "I've got one that I can't figure out. Sometime or after... or when I installed OS 8, I really didn't notice precisely. There appeared a little white box, a little box at the extreme top right of the Finder menu. It's white against the light gray of the menu strip, and when I click on anything in the Finder screen, be it menu or background, a little arrow shows up pointing down. When I let off the mouse button, the arrow goes away, but the white box remains, I guess, against the new gray background. So what's the deal, Mark?"
Well, I think that's a side effect of some third-party extension.
Mark, there you go.
Okay, I'm closing in on the
microphone.
I have my lips pressed right against it at this
ooh.
Point. Okay. Sort of like that George Michael video. Okay. Was that George Michael? Anyway, but that is some third-party extension whose identity escapes me at this precise moment, but it kindly shows
because
you...
he's experiencing stage fright brain freeze.
Exactly. It's locked in an inaccessible portion of my brain that 90% you don't ordinarily use. Basically, when you click down the mouse, it shows you you're clicking down the mouse, just in case you wanted to know you're clicking down the mouse. So,
But what if you're double-clicking the mouse, like Nikki wanted to know at the,
Hold on, I never wanted to know that, by the way. That was a lie.
Do you want to know another lie? Here's another lie.
Okay. Ooh,
letters, yes. Letters at Mac Addict goes directly to Cheryl's mailbox.
Really?
It does.
It doesn't go through a screener?
No, no, no. Cheryl is the screener of the letters in the mailbox.
We need to call this lies. We need
you die.
Lies at MacAddict.com. I think that's what this show is about. Lies, and more lies.
And lame rumors.
And innuendo. And innuendo. Scandals are coming out, and I think it must be true because Cheryl is now blushing a little bit.
And she's really mad at me because she's quiet.
And she's quiet, and she's paying attention to it.
You can tell.
She's paying attention
to everything, Cheryl.
IBM mouse pad.
It's a great mouse pad. I wish they port it to the Mac. It's sort of filled with liquid and it's got little spangles in it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
anyway. That's a lame thing. Basically, let's get back to it. It's not that I'm not as lame.
So I think it's time for me to ask Kathy
a
question.
So the upshot of your answer was that he's got some lame third-party extension that he needs to clean out a system folder.
Yeah.
And because it's old, it doesn't show up against the gray menu bar.
Right, it doesn't redraw properly over the menu bar. And I just hate when that happens.
Kathy, you are like down, dirty. This is the way it is. You have a lame system. Fix it. That's it. It's over.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
You've got the right frames per second on your Quake. Duh. It's because we fired the guy who did the wrong thing. Duh. Next question.
Yeah. True.
She's awesome.
Okay.
And we can count on her for truth in a sea of Macintosh lies.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I never lie.
Next question.
Okay, here's another one for Kathy.
Is it about Quake?
Okay.
I don't want any more Quake questions.
No Quake. Okay. All right.
Why not? What do you got to think against Quake?
It's boring. You know, it's just a 3D shooter. Yawn. Let's go to the next.
Jaded already? That was like the big thing in 96.
How so 1996?
So passe. All
right. Well, going deeper into the gruesome politics of the gaming industry, we have a reader here. Who didn't give us his actual name, so we'll just call him, whatever. Moving on. Pseudonym. Pseudonym asks, When I checked out the LucasArts website, this is what they had to say about releasing Jedi Knight for the Mac. Will there be a Mac version of Jedi Knight? At the moment, LEC is reevaluating its Mac strategy, and a final decision has not been made on whether or not the company will make available a Mac version of Jedi Knight, which is apparently their word on the status of the Mac version of Jedi Knight. About which you've been asking.
So yes. What's the question?
Yeah, I guess the question is...
do I know anything that LucasArts website doesn't?
Yeah, do you have, like, an inside scoop on this? Are they going to make a Mac version of Jedi Knight?
Probably not, unless you go out and buy 50,000 copies of TIE Fighter Collection CD-ROM.
That's right, that was the kind of, buy this game or we'll shoot Jedi Knight strategy.
Exactly.
Is that working?
Well, obviously there is no Mac Jedi Knight, so apparently it didn't work. So nobody bought TIE Fighter Collection CD-ROM, so LucasArts says no more Mac.
Is that because it sucked?
Or because they never advertised for the Mac version? Nobody knew about it?
Did you
we
like
reviewed
the game?
It.
Did you like it?
David plays it religiously. It's a flight sim. I'm not so into flight
Just,
sims.
Just, like another shoot 'em up. Very 96.
Okay, Mark.
Do you have another question, Kathy?
I have a question for Mark, actually.
Okay.
This question comes from
Was
Milo.
That basically, shut up, John?
Yeah, it was.
See, I'm observant.
Yeah. So this is from Milo J. Crows, Jr., whose supplier in New York is .digital@AOL.com, and I don't know what he supplies. But anyway... He's in Aruba, actually, so maybe I do know what he supplies. He wants our help in getting a hold of Pinnacle, because a couple of clients can't get a hold of him, and he wants to know. Do you know anything about Pinnacle, Mark?
This is the thing. I sort of picked this one out of a stack of letters, because I want to explain why it is, and I'm not going to comment on Pinnacle. So I wanted to tell you a funny anecdote which I don't show. Can I go into this anecdote?
Yeah.
Can I tell the Pinnacle Micro story?
Oh, please, because Pinnacle Micro, well, I'll tell my Pinnacle Micro anecdote next.
Okay, all right. My Pinnacle Micro story is apparently a server company which had a little bit of a teeny reputation at one point for being just a tad litigious, shall we say, running around, lawyers and so forth. Yeah, so there was a point in time at the magazine where I previously worked where John is, like, sticking his microphone in my face. Does that make you happy, John? Is this better? Okay. They were hot to serve a subpoena to an editor at this magazine. Any editor. They didn't care. They just wanted him to stay put long enough so they could actually serve him the summons. And so the person deputized to deal with Pinnacle Micro was the person with the longest and most convoluted name at the magazine. The theory was that by the time they actually finished choking out, we have a deposition for you, Mr. You know, Miss Les, how did this go? Then he would have an opportunity to flee the scene. That's my Pinnacle Micro story. Cheryl?
So, Cheryl, was yours any different from Mark's?
Well, that's certainly one of them, but Pinnacle Micro is an interesting company to go visit because they're down in, like, you know, L.A., or at least they were. I actually haven't talked to them in a while. And you go into the offices, and it's all these, you know, blonde, starlet model women running around and then, like, two engineers. So it's been just
what,
the strange...
What company was this?
Pinnacle Micro, John.
I started paying attention again.
No, Cheryl, this was one of your stories. I thought it was, like, some... Blonde God's lifeguard types. No, because otherwise I would have been working there by now, Kathy. But it looks like John's going to go work for Pinnacle Micro now.
What was this company again?
Pinnacle Micro.
What do they do?
Storage. Hard drives and storage and stuff like that.
And I'm all over it.
Like us.
I'm all over it. Continue, please.
Anyway, so it's quite an interesting little company to go visit, like I said. And the company overall, I think, has kind of a bad temper. Wouldn't you say that, Mark?
That's the impression I've gotten.
Yeah.
Or is that distemper?
Wait, what's the story? Just that there's blonde people working there?
You missed my earlier anecdote.
No, I got your story, okay. but no, what?
Oh, shut up, John. Just let's move along.
Okay. Do we have another question? Whose turn is it?
I guess it's my turn to ask Kathy questions. This way she gets the sort of kudos for being very technical and hands-on and detail-oriented, and I just sort of waffle and spin off into endless anecdotes.
I don't know. Well, you keep asking me political questions, so it's not like I can be really technical about that kind of stuff. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right, so here is a question. Now, why don't I grab one out of the general stack here? Make sure it's something non-gaming related. Okay. All right, here's a question. I am a big fan of your magazine. Da 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 da. Okay.
Yada yada yada.
Okay, this is from Christopher Gonzalez, who's a big fan of our magazine.
You know, they're all big fans. It's so cool.
Yeah, this is
so cool.
Okay, what I was wondering about was, are there going to be cheaper power books or clone power books in the near future? I would really like to buy a cheap power book. Yada 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 yada.
Wait, tell about where he wants to use his power book. That's important.
Oh, okay. He wants to use his power book. He's in college, and he wants it for his classes, and basically something that will fit in his backpack. I see where this segues into.
Yeah, see, so now there's not going to be no clone power books.
Well, they're totally... You know, ignoring the fact that we are attempting here to communicate information and share with people high quality content.
Princess Dead over there.
Yes. Unbelievable.
It should just go back to her coffin and chill for a while.
I'm really fascinated by this, okay? Shut up, you guys. Okay. Power books. Power books.
There aren't any.
Duh!
And there aren't going to be any from Motorola either, because there's no more licensing. But if you don't want to play games on a PowerBook, then you get an eMate, which is like $800. Pretty cheap. You can stick it in your backpack, and you can write papers on it. There you go.
Awesome.
And you can mash it with a cinder block, and it won't break.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
Drop it from the tall building. It won't break. It'll turn on right there. So
time for one more.
Okay, Mark. What the heck is the MK Linux thing on the October disk?
What the heck is that?
I'm stealing a question from Wade here. MK Linux is basically, there's a free version of Unix called Linux, and then MK Linux is the Mac port of that for the PowerPC. It's basically a free operating system that's fully featured and yada, 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 yada. But it's huge. It's like, you know, what, 50, 100 megabyte download. There's this one crank. who kept writing to us every day, like, I'm going to send you a letter a day until you agree to put MK Linux on the Mac Addict CD-ROM because I don't want to download the whole thing. And he did, wrote to us every day. until Wade finally broke down, put MK Linux on the Mac Addict CD-ROM, and now we get mail every day from people going, what the hell is MK Linux? What is this doing on the disk? So that's the MK Linux story. This is an example of the latter.
Obviously. And it can't print either.
Was that an anecdote?
Yes.
Oh, everything good. Is anecdotes to me.
Oh, only partially true.
But is it better than the real story?
No.
There you go. Oh, wait. No, that's wrong. Oh, okay. Wade, would you like to field this question?
Wait.
No, perhaps I'll talk about it next week.
Mark Simmons and Kathy Toffel, Tech Talk, thank you guys very much. Once again, the address is techtalk@macaddict.com.
So, Mark, are you going to set that email address up?
Yes.
And actually, we may
do. So then we may have some place for those letters to actually go
right,
in
yeah.
the real life.
And then if you want to email Cheryl England.
Letters@macaddict.com.
Kathy, thank you, Kathy.
I'm John Adams, and Nikki Eckler will be back with letters along with
Cheryl England
on the Mac Addict Hour when we come back.
What? Barry Sanders has no offensive line.
Hey, Emmett has two rings and Sanders has none.
Rings.
The impassioned speeches of two students ring in the ears of Dean Chris Berman, coach of the Bristol University debate team. One of Dean Berman's rising stars is Jack Hill, a gangly first-year student from Dallas.
Jack was heavily recruited, but eventually he chose Bristol on the strength of my NFL Countdown-based program.
I love to debate football, and Dean Berman assured me that watching NFL Countdown was an integral part of the debate team. Training program.
Now, when we first met, I told Jack I thought the Niners could go all the way, just to test them.
I totally disagreed. I said Mariucci is untested, and that realistically Rice has no chance of making it back this season. Then, and this is the weird part, he agreed with me. That's when I knew I wanted to learn from the master.
The Bristol University School of Football. To know is to understand.
NFL Countdown, your source for the best pregame analysis and news. Audit a class Sundays, 8:30 on ESPN.
49 minutes after the hour, 11 minutes till the top, it's the Mac Addict Hour with
Cheryl England
and
John Adams.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
And it's time for a very, 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 very entertaining segment.
That's much better.
Thank you.
I'm getting him trained. I think like you'll be getting my coffee in the morning.
She is such a good spanker too.
Ow, I don't know.
Letters.
Another lie.
Letters. Now, how come you're doing the letter segment if we send letters to letters@macaddict.com and Cheryl reads them?
Good question.
Because I didn't want to hog the whole show. And besides, you know, Nikki needs something to do to keep her out of trouble. So,
So you just pick, you censor them.
No. Actually, Nikki just goes through and picks the ones that she wants. We have a huge database.
Huge.
Monsters.
Spend days reading them all.
Tell us.
Which is why my features wouldn't be like this month.
Oh, no, it's not. Good try.
I'll find another better reason for why my feature is going to be like this month.
Do you get letters that are like different drawings and pictures and ways of packaging them?
What the hell are you talking about?
Bombs. Do you snail mail letters?
Yeah, of course we get those things. Not everyone has the internet.
Right. Oh. So, do you have some fun envelopes or pictures that people send you or things like that?
Sure, maybe I should show the listeners.
Well, actually,
I have a few right here.
Actually, if you take... No, I have a comeback for that. If you click on the Imagine Radio Tuner right now, you will go through the webpage and see the pictures of those... Oh, you didn't bring any with you. Well, you won't be able to see them today.
Perhaps because they're not on the website. That'd probably be the first reason you won't see them.
Okay, read us a letter.
I'm not going to read a letter this week.
We can do that.
I read a letter last week, and I never got to respond to it because you cut me off.
So respond to the letter. Oh, gosh
darn it.
Why don't you just respond to it?
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Last week we talked all about Cheryl, how beautiful Cheryl is, how much everyone loves Cheryl, how much
right.
they all want to date Cheryl.
Right.
And we never got to the reasons why Cheryl won't date them.
Okay, tell us.
She's got a big long list of...
You know what? Actually, we're running a little late, so...
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I need my timer.
Go ahead.
Cheryl has a huge list of requirements for the Menchie dates, and it goes on and on and on. So I have a few here.
Great, let's hear
list, and maybe people could that way. That way, some people who don't fit the list will quit sending letters.
Or they could work on changing themselves.
You know, or we could find them someone through the personals. We could do that. You know, if you're really lonely out there and you need someone and you want us to find you someone through the personals, we could do that.
Why don't you guys add a personal section to the magazine? For lonely Mac addict people.
Lonely Mac addict people. I don't think so.
No. Okay.
Anyway, but you know, if there's the rare case, maybe we can help them over the radio.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, Cheryl's list. What does she want in a man? He must own a Humvee. So, you know, that rules out anyone driving a Geo Metro or anything like that. Don't bother writing. You must have a job that makes money. That's a good start. So, you know, if you're 17 and you work at a Dairy Queen, that's cool. That's cool. She might be interested.
And owning a Humvee, because you won it on the, like, Wild 107 contest.
Yep, you must be, let's see, what else? You must like geometric patterns over floral prints. That's a big requirement.
You mean, like, multi-layered? Like, you have a floral base and then...
No, John. No. Let's see, what else, Cheryl? Must like garlic and spicy foods. You must think Andy Warhol is not modern art. After all, he is dead. I feel like that was a quote. No smoking, but drinking is encouraged. And
wait, I didn't quite say encouraged.
See, she's ruling out anyone who's in the FBI, CIA, DEA, IRS, INS, or NSA. So don't bother writing. Must own a Mac, of course. Must like dogs.
And big dogs.
Big dogs.
Because like you have
dogs.
A big dog.
I have a big dog.
And what else? Must be into diving. Must feel comfortable in jeans.
Scuba diving or skydiving?
Oh, well, actually, I thought of scuba, but add skydiving to the list.
Okay. Okay. And that's one more. It's getting way up there. So the list goes on and on. If anyone's interested still after all of that, who fits any of the requirements, they can write. But
two letters at
MacAddict.com.
Great.
Do you have more time? I have more letters.
No, you don't.
Damn.
We got to work on this. We'll try and stretch your segment out a little bit.
Okay.
We'll be back with Rob Capp's product review preview right after this.
Mark here is a man who's taking precautions. He won't mountain bike, he won't roller skate, he won't ski.
I never cross streets diagonally the way some people do.
You are Mr. Careful.
That's right.
Doesn't that get in the way of your life?
I've been without health coverage for 7 years, so it just becomes kind of second nature.
Why no health coverage?
It's mostly just a cost consideration at this point.
What if you got hurt?
Everything would stop because basically my business stops.
Well, you know, Kaiser Permanente has a plan for as little as $59 a month with no deductibles and just $15 for an office visit.
And it's a flat fee.
That's it.
Kaiser Permanente Personal Advantage is affordable health care for individuals and families. Call toll-free 888-557-7716. For as little as $59 a month for preventive and emergency care, 100% hospitalization, and no deductibles. Call 888-557-7716.
And you can go through life a little more.
5 minutes till the top of the hour, and we've got product review, preview, and point counterpoint to fit into 5 minutes. So we'll just skip the next break and blast through it.
Let's do it.
What's our product review preview with? Hey, Rob.
Hey, I want an introduction like Nikki's.
Nikki? Okay. I don't remember what I did. What did I say? How fabulous and special and...
Never mind.
Okay. No, wait. I know what I did. Okay. 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and here it's time for the fabulous, fantastic, wonderful, intellectual, dead spot on, incredibly accurate, dependable, trustworthy Rob Capps.
No good looking? All right.
And he's sexy to boot.
I've been absolutely addicted to this game called Carmageddon, which has just come out from
That's
Interplay.
Why you look like shit today.
So that's why I didn't get my good looking. Which is basically like a take on your average racing days type game, except for you get to kill people along the way, which is always a big plus.
Woohoo!
So you run them over, you kill your opponents. You don't even have to finish the race. You just have to kill all the other racers.
What's it called?
It's called Carmageddon.
Carmageddon.
And it's $49.95 from Interplay. should be out now. You need an 80 megahertz Power Mac to run it, System 7.5 or later, and I strongly recommend it.
A bargain at twice the price.
It's a good game.
So you don't have to outrace them? You can just
kill them?
Oh, yeah. You don't even have to finish the race. You just keep head on running into your mates into your competition until they're dead.
Oh, very cool. Can I get a copy of that from you, Rob?
Sure.
Now, does it have a patch so that she can put the faces of all of us on their heads? And, you know, because that's what she really is going to do, you know.
That's true.
They should have faces, but we can at least race and kill each other.
Let's do it.
There's lots of pedestrians and cops, too.
Ah, good cops. Yeah.
Does it actually, can you do network play on it as well?
Yep.
Is it so? Okay.
Yep, we can kill each other, even though so far we haven't done that, but we will be doing that.
We will be doing that soon.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to intro the next segment?
Do I? Oh, sure. Okay. What is the next? Oh, yeah.
Wade and Rob.
We've got Wade and Rob now. They're going to be doing a little point counterpoint. I think Rob has a point that he wants to make, and I think that Wade is just chomping at the bit to counter it. So here we go.
What's up, Rob?
Okay, Wade.
Well, my interesting choice of product you had to review there, considering what your point is going to be, but go ahead.
Okay, Wade, that is your real name. What I wanted to talk about today is just sort of my my disgust at gamers' lack of social consciousness when they make games. And I'm not talking about violence like Carmageddon. You know, I'm not talking about running over pedestrians or good, clean fun like that.
Because it's perfectly fine to do that.
Well, that's just obvious, you know. I mean, everybody can see it and recognize it. I'm talking about the lack of things like female characters or real minority characters in games as you play them. Like, Lynx completely lacks a minority character to play, even though Tiger Woods is sort of like repopularizing, or at least severely popularizing, the game of golf. And yet, the popular golf game, you know, you got your choice of white male after white male. And when they do have a minority character, you get something like Shadow Warrior, where it's just a complete stereotype, like, oh, you want to maintain honor, you'll kill now, you know. And I just think that's really bad of game makers.
And that's your point.
I'm glad you agree.
Well, thanks for listening in to the
Well, Rob, perhaps if you spent a little time in the real world instead of playing video games all day.
Is that your skinhead buddy's like?
You might.
House?
Hey, no, it's my turn to talk. You're not supposed to talk now. You got your chance to make your point. What little point there is. If you had just taken a step back and realized that video games are video games, it's not real life, and you know you're running over people and killing them in Carmageddon, and there's nothing wrong with that, but it's suddenly a social commentary that is the point of video games, and it's not. The point is just to have fun. So I don't see your point.
Does that music come on mean that's the end?
It means there's about 50 seconds left.
My point is that you got to stay conscious of these things at all times. You can't just dismiss it as, you know, oh, it's just a video game. Oh, it's just politics. Oh, that's just a state law.
Why is violence different?
Because it's just easily recognizable, I think. I think people can see it a lot easier.
Tell that to the poor people in the projects that are getting blown away by drive-by shooters.
Oh, you know all about that, huh, Wade?
Well, no, actually.
You hang out in the projects. And
it's the Mac Addict Hour. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Adams.
And I'm Cheryl England.
And we got to thank our engineer, Kevin Cook, also Wade Albright, Red Rob Caps, Nikki Eckler, Mark Simmons, Kathy Tuffle. Did we get everybody?
Everybody that's here today.
Okay. We'll see you next week.